You're listening to a Blue Boy Audio.
Oh, good evening, Your Highness. I am Blue. I was the knight assigned to stay by your side during your stay. You'll probably know that since you requested for me specifically. It is quite an honor to be acknowledged by someone as esteemed as yourself. You're too kind. As the head of the troop here, I shall do my best to make your stay here as pleasant as possible. Oh, my apologies. I shouldn't keep you waiting outside on such a chilly night. Would you like me to take your items to your chambers? It would be my pleasure to escort you. Yes, of course. Yes, Your Highness? Cut the formalities. Oh, thank God. That was painful to do it. Could you see my jaw tighten as I settled it? Yeah, I was about to burst off laughing if you hadn't said anything. I've known you since we're kids and now I'm talking to you like some royal jackass? No, thanks. Not my vibe. Yes, it was your father who told me to act like that. He said, "Oh, you must show the utmost respect to my child when they show here. None of that uncouth banter you always spout." Sir, please. I've been under your service for the past couple of decades. When have I ever had an ounce of formality in my blood? Yeah, you're right. Formal doesn't suit me anyway. Hey, get over here and give me a hug. Quit acting like a stranger. God, I wanted to do that as soon as I saw your carriage arriving here. I missed you so much. I'm glad you missed me too. Come on, I'll take your things to your room. We can catch up while we go there. It's been way too long since I've heard your voice. It's been a while since you've been back home. Your duty seems to keep you really occupied in the other kingdom, huh? Has our sweet prince forgotten about his old loyal subjects? Do I mean nothing to you anymore? No. It's okay. Our hearts are shattered by this betrayal, but alas, we shall mend them to be even stronger. Relax, I'm kidding. God, I forgot how cute you can be. No, none of us are heartbroken about how you don't visit us often. I mean, a little bit, but we'll get in. You're ruling over two kingdoms now. I'm no monarch, but even I can tell that's a monumental task. Regardless of how helpful your new lover is. How are they, by the way? Your parents were so eager to get that alliance with them that they got you married rather quickly. Yes, you had known each other for a while, but it still seemed rather brash. Well, yes, I've spoken with their knights before, but they all say that they are lovely, but I don't really think that we're allowed to talk badly about our boss. Hey, that's good to hear. I won't lie, I was worried about you with them. You know, I have a hard time trusting royalty. Somehow, being on the guard made me dislike them even more. Ironically enough, you're probably the only royal figure here that I can actually like. Despite my distrusting attitude, you still managed to befriend me. Must have been some black magic you cast on me. Hey, looks like we're here. Want me to put your stuff in your room? No? Okay. I'll let you take it from here. As your wish, Your Majesty. Hey, so I know you have the meeting with your parents and you're going to be spending some time with them after that. But maybe if you have nothing to do afterward, you want to spend some time with me in the royal garden? I can bring some sandwiches. The Eastern Duke is coming as well, and we all know just how quickly that guy chows down on the buffet. You're down? Nice. I'll meet you at the gate when the meeting ends. Have fun. So, how was the meeting? Dragged on, huh? Yeah, that's what I thought. Your father does tend to over-explain everything. God, you should have been here during my promotion. He said that he was going to give a small speech congratulating me and ended up being up an hour long. My body's not built for staying in one place like that for a long time. I remember he did that during your leave too. He practically had you trapped in his arms. Your partner looked so happy when he finally said his last words and let go of you. I can really fault him on that one. You are his only kid. If I had a kid, I wouldn't want him to live like that either. Of course he misses you. Your mother as well. They talked about you every day. They treat your letters like the words on them were written with gold. We all miss you here. I'd argue that I missed you the most. Yes, even more than your parents. Don't test me. I will find some way to prove it. This place was a lot more fun with my partner in crime next to me. Oh, I almost forgot. I have something to show you. Here, open your hands. No, I'm not going to do something weird. Am I not trustworthy to you? I'm hurt. I'm kidding. Just give me your hand. Well? Yeah, it's a paper butterfly. I was walking through the garden a few weeks ago when my training was over. I guess I was so excited about you coming home that I wandered off toward the back near the large oak tree. You know, our old hideout. It reminded me of all of those times during the summer and springs when we'd come back here and relax. You'd always try to catch butterflies and let them go right after. And when you didn't catch any, I'd make these paper ones. It's not a diamond ring or a gold crown, but I hope you still like it. You flatter me too much. It's not that impressive. Well, thanks. That's sweet of you. The tree? Yeah, it's still here. The gardener was talking about cutting it down, but I managed to convince them to keep it. Apparently, it's an eyesore. Sure, we can go there again. We can have our little midnight picnic there. Actually, it should be right around the bend here. See? We're here. Yeah, I got the snacks. Come on, we can lean back on the tree trunk. With all the leaves out of the way, we should be able to see the stars through the branches. Oh, the sandwiches. I'm guessing the East Duck emptied out the table before you were even able to look at it, huh? Figures. Never change, good sir. Here, I made your favorite. Of course I remember your favorite foods. You're my... friend. I remember everything about you. Excuse you? I do not put much ketchup on my sandwiches. You don't put enough. That looks way too dry. Not you roasting my flavor palette after I just had the sweetest line in history. Whoa, you can slow down. It's all yours, I promise. They taste good. Happy to hear my culinary skills are still top tier. Here, let me just... There. You, had a few crumbs on your cheek. Yeah, no problem. Hmm? Oh, sorry. I'll back up now. I just thought I saw something else. My bad. Oh, me? I've been okay. After I got the promotion to general, it's been a lot of work. I never realized just how hard it is trying to get people to listen to you is. My charm might work on these fancy snubby nubbles, but these guards, they are immune. Is this what it feels like when I break rules that my troop leader has set up? Because if so, I need to give him an apology. Yeah, my mom have been doing well too. Working in this place is stressful, but it gives her the treatment she needs to get better. So I'll stay for as long as I need. Oh, shut up with that sappy bullshit. I know I'm a good kid to her. Now if she only listened to her good kid and stopped trying to set me up with people... Yeah, like a month before you came. She had me go on a date with one of her friend's daughters.
How'd it go? Well, it went fine. She's a sweet girl. Funny, smart, pretty. Sadly for her, I happened to be head over heels for someone else. Yup, the same person that I've been talking about for the longest time now. Still haven't gotten over it. I didn't break her heart on a date. She was understanding. We still talk from time to time. I try to give her advice on what kind of guys to avoid. No offense to her, but she doesn't exactly have the best taste in men. You seem to have a good taste, though. Maybe I should get you two to be friends. After all, you didn't manage to get a ring on your finger. What's that look for? You got a sullen look in your eye. Did talking about your partner make you miss them? Right on the nose, huh? Well, at least you'll get to see the love of your life again in a few days. That must be nice. And what's the face for? A secret? Yeah, sure you can tell me. Of course I'll keep secret. Unlike someone here, I know how to keep my mouth shut. Hey, oh, no hitting, please. Not without my armor. I'm defenseless. Your partner, what about her? What? Wait, so you're not really in love with her? Hold on, I'm confused. I thought that you had been pursuing each other in secret for a long time. I mean, I never really spoke to her that often, but you two were always together. I don't think you ever left her side when she would visit. Yeah, I know about the Kingdom Alliance Treaty. Our king and queen, along with theirs, decided that since you two were crazy for each other, it would be the perfect time to form an alliance. That way, not only could you two be together, but it would also make both our kingdoms stronger since we'd be coming all of resources. Two birds, one stone type of deal. What does that have to do with anything? So they only agreed to the alliance if you would marry their child? The king and queen pimped out their only kid for a treaty? Now you're stuck in a marriage with someone who you aren't even into? God, that's why I can stand royalty sometimes. No, it is a big deal. How could they just put your feelings aside for some political venture? That's not fair. Sometimes sacrifices must be made. You can't seriously think that's okay. Do they know that this whole thing is not mutual? It's mutual in a different way? How? She have feelings for someone else? Really? Damn. Her loss. Well, I mean, I guess that makes it better for you since you both can kind of relate. Who knows? Maybe this will be the spark of a romance and she'll fall in love with you instead. You wouldn't want that? Why not? Do you have feelings for someone else? Wait, really? I was just kidding. Since when? Why wasn't I told about it? I'm your best friend. I feel like I should have been informed here. Oh yeah, you live in the other side of the continent now. That makes sense. You didn't think I'd care this much? Of course I'd care. I'm in love with you, so I want you to live the best life possible. Huh? Say what again? That's you're my best friend? Not that? Then what? That I want you to live the best life? Because it's true, I do. You may be a pain in my ass, but I still care about you. Not that either? At this point, just tell me what you want me to say, because honestly, I don't remember. Just repeat the entire thing. I don't get what you're so hung up about. All I said is that I'm in love with you and... Oh. Oh, wait. I mean, yeah, I do love you. As I said, you're my best friend. Of course I love you. What other way would I mean? You're just being delusional. That's not what I meant. I'm in love is in like a platonic love. Why are you even pushing this so much? You're just reading too much into a few words. No, I don't want to look at you. I should probably get going. Oh, what? Hey, come on. Let me go. Let go of my arm. I'm not running away. I'm not. Oh, okay, fine. I am trying to dodge the subject. I don't want to talk about it. Just stop. Don't do this. Don't make me say it again. I can't. No, you don't get it. I can't. Because if I say those words again, then I won't be able to ignore my feelings anymore. I'm going to have to accept that I've been crazy about you since God knows how long. I'm not ready to come to the terms with that right now. And it could never happen anyway, since you're married. And then it would make things awkward, and I'd end up losing you again. I already lost you to another kingdom. Then I lost you to someone else who you don't even romantically like in the first place. And the last thing I need to lose you is as a friend. I can't do that. You are one of the only things that keeps me going crazy. I can lose you. I can... Why did you just... call me an idiot, but what? Hey, wait till I finish my sentence before you start calling me jerk. So does this mean you, like me back? Yes, holding me in your arms and kissing me was a good hint, but I just kind of want to hear you say, because my brain just won't shut up right now, and it's making a list of any other reasons why would you have just made out of me. Really? Yeah, I really like you too. I love you so much. Hey, shut up. I don't know, I'm grinning like an idiot. Yes. I know I am also on a blushing mess right now. How can I not? The person who I've been pinning over just pinned me to the ground and kissed me. Name one person who doesn't dream of that happening. Hey, do you think you could, I don't know, stay a while longer here? Yeah, I know. I know you have to go back to them. But can you just stay for another night? Or two? Or three? Yeah, you're right. I'd keep tacking on days just to get you to stay here longer. I mean, you did say that she also had someone else. She wouldn't mind too much if you stayed for a little bit longer, right? Who is it anyway? What? One of the palace guards? Seems like you two have more in common than I thought. Man, what's up with royalty falling for anyone who isn't royalty? Not that I'm complaining of course. Just a little something that I've noticed. Could even say I have personal experience in the department. No, I'm not gonna stop kissing you. Why would I do that? I have to get my fill before you leave in a few days. What do you say about spending the night together, my prince?